This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Client care, Valerie speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Tara. Giving a call from XPO. I have a FMS number for you.
Sure. Okay, I'm ready.
Alrighty. It is go back to it. I'm sorry. All right, 758-15957.
Thank you. One second, please, while I pull that up. Can you please verify client's name and delivery address, please?
All right. This is Lenar Pollock. The address is 26121 Rainy Street.
Thank you so much for verifying that information. All right. Let me go ahead. And this is for a single wall oven with install and a hallway. How can I assist you with this order today?
All right, so the detective advised me that the oven was delivered only because the electric box needs to be relocated and put into the wall because it wouldn't leave enough space and it needs to be relocated so that way the plug will fit in the correct area. So the customer is going to get an electrician out and then they're going to get rescheduled.
Okay, so I have XPO contacted our department to state the unit was dropped off due to the client needing to contact an electrician to relocate their outlet box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or just their outlet. Get their outlet box. All righty. So install will need to be rescheduled. Installation. I'll need to be rescheduled. All right, let me go ahead and bring up this case ID. And if you have a minute, I was calling you guys earlier, but I got no answer after half an hour, so I had to hang up. If you could check an order for me, I'd appreciate it.
No problem, no problem. Hold on, let me pull up another tab.
No, that's fine. I mean, we'll close this one out first.
Okay.
No problem. What time is it over there in Michigan?
Not for sure.
Yeah, I may not be able to call that client. If it's, but they're aware of it, obviously. So.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of good. It's not like you guys did not show. So. Alrighty, almost there. All right, case ID is going to be 282.
Hold on one moment. All right, you said 282?
Yes. 946-460.
All right, so we have 282-946-460.
Yes. All righty. Okay. So the order I need help with.
Oh, one moment. Let me put this here.
Yeah, that's fine. No worries.
Alrighty.
Take your time to look it up anyways. show up on your end anymore anyways.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's a reschedule status, but 753-60574. I've been working
okay.
with a client.
It gave me a it gave me a error. Do you have the external number?
I don't. It's because the order's in reschedule status right now. I don't have an external.
Their external number should be like a 07 number. That'll be on that, and no matter what status is on.
Yeah, it doesn't. It just gives me the FMS, the retail number. There's no other.
Okay, I can look it up by phone number, but it'll take a little time to load. Is that fine?
Yeah, it's fine. It's 407 733-8786. I've been working on this order with the field leaders, and I just wanted confirmation. I think maybe they just probably did refuse the order because we haven't gotten confirmation. Or did you guys have any notes regarding reaching out to the client?
Once it load up, I can check that for you. You said 407
733-8786. Yes. It's kind of been a, like, client was told by our service providers that she needed modifications to bring her home up to code. She was refusing to accept it because her home was just inspected, and it passed inspection, she says, by a building inspector. So she, our techs didn't know what they were doing. But service provider refused to go back to her home anyways. But I didn't tell her that. She requested another service provider anyways. I set up a site survey for this client. And the second service provider said the exact same thing the first service provider informed her. She needs modifications to bring her space up to code. So last email I received was service provider wanted confirmation she was going to be paying for those modifications in order for them to complete the install. Client never gave me that confirmation, so but she was scheduled for today. But on the order, it stated that the washer was not there. I sent our warehouse a communication form. They confirmed they have the units there. So I was just wanted, like, is it because she hasn't given that confirmation maybe of the modifications?
I'm not for sure. Once she have the modifications done, she's supposed to reach back out to Best Buy anyway to get a rescheduling, advising that, you know, the modification that was asked to be requested was finished.
Well, she, the service provider was going to do the modifications, but she refused to pay, and then she was just, you know, giving us a hard time and stating they're wrong. How could the techs know more than the building inspector, and going back and forth, wanting the technician's license number. I did inform her XPO was not at liberty to provide that information to clients, but we guaranteed we did have two master plumbers go out there to her home. And the second one did complete the site survey and advised her on the estimate cost of those modifications. So I don't know if that was the issue why it didn't go out today. Maybe because they're still waiting for, like, they don't want to waste their time.
Okay. You know, was it, well, one moment, because only thing that popped up was one service ticket, and this just shows a measurement.
Okay, that was the site survey then of that service provider that went out there.
And it shows that they've been invoiced.
That was on the 21st, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that was the second service provider. They provided pictures and everything of what's needed.
Mm-hmm.
They also advised her reselect to an electric unit. But she just wasn't, okay. Because then today it says service provider returned units back to the warehouse, and that was earlier today in the morning. All right, I just wanted to see if you guys had visibility on any additional notes. I called her, left a voicemail. They called back, refused to talk to anybody else, wanted me. I was on hold waiting for you guys, so I took that opportunity to call her. She didn't answer. called her husband. He didn't answer, so I left voicemails on both of their phones. Then I also waited another additional, like, 10 minutes, and I did call the husband back again and left another voicemail. But it's obviously too late. I'll work with them tomorrow, hopefully.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Is there anything else you need assistance with today?
Not as of right now, Ms. Valerie.
All right, thank you. So will the client be rescheduling with us for this install, and then, or will they be reaching out to XPO?
Well, they will have to reach out to you guys to get it rescheduled either way.
Okay.
Either way, because in our system, you know, we always prefer them to reach out to you, especially when there's something going on, because y'all have to put the note down that they advise you that the work was finished.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help. Thank you for looking up that order for me and trying.
No problem.
Thank you.
Have a nice you're welcome. Day. You as well. Thank you so much for giving us a call here at XPO. You be safe, Ms. Valerie.
You too. Thank you so much for calling Geek Squad Client Care. Bye.